Women at Large is a totally new concept in fitness, proving you can be large and be physically fit. While exercising with Women at Large, please be aware of your breathing at all times. Inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth. You can be large and be physically fit. You can be large and be physically fit. You can be large and be physically fit. Now meet your Women at Large instructors and join us for fun and exercise.
Hi, I'm Charlene Powell. My blood pressure is 132 over 76. My heart rate is 60 and I feel fantastic.
Hi, my name is Trish Sharp, and I've lost over 50 inches in a year's time through exercise alone, and I am terrific. I am terrific. I am terrific.
Hi, I'm Lana Crabtree, Crabtree.
In the last 6 months, I've lost 17 and a half inches and 9 pounds through exercise alone.
All right, yeah, and roll those shoulders. Okay.
I'm so confused. I had everything fucked up. I don't know what was heard and what wasn't heard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had that whole part I wasn't even playing when I was screaming at everyone.
Black dress.
Oh, damn it. Right.
That N-word shit.
What? Hold on, I'm echoing and I don't like it. How was your Black Friday so far?
Oh, Nate, it has been so dork.
Dork? How so?
Dork.
What do you mean, dork?
Like as in black.
We got a lot of requests for you to staple today.
I don't have no stapler.
Why not?
How's this?
That's hardly interesting. What you got for me, grass?
Excuse me?
What? It's okay, so it's Black Friday, and this is where we, So what'd you do today? Did you buy any blacks?
What? You Black can't Friday. Buy blacks no more.
Oh, I gotta put this on Facebook for the assholes.
What is it? Do he want her and the chicken tetrazzini? Dominique cook pile chicken tetrazzini.
You think
he has won him over with chicken
tetrazzini? I don't know. What does she do with the chicken tetrazzini? Dominique can cook, but I know she's seducing my man with a chicken tetrazzini.
You got that right. Listen, Nade. Let me Facebook it before you'd say anything hilarious.
Quite right. Well, that won't happen.
Well, I know you've done a lot of preparation, as have I, for this grum. Did a lot of homework. Now,
Matt, apparently I'm very quiet. Why am I so quiet?
Hold on. Everything's fucked. Talk, please.
Hello, honey.
Hold on.
Honey.
Oh, my God, you're such a retard.
Honey.
There we go. That's better.
Honey.
Okay.
Okay.
You're better now. Now, fuck off. Oh, now I forgot what I was doing. Oh, I was live.
Facebook.
My grum. Star Awards. What the fuck's that?
Star. What's that? What's that?
The Star of Awards?
Mm-hmm.
It's the BPH of the awards.
I'm
going.
Right.
A little bit of gracious, though.
Gracious.
Oh, the gracious levels are low, too. Same gracious, Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
Yells. For Black Friday, we have gracious clips. Now, I'm going to try to do it so you can hear it without grumming on the... You know what I'm talking about. What do you call that thing? Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Why don't I see the cue speaker on there? Here is an option.
So that, okay.
Oh, there we go. You're going to hear yourself, so shut the Christ up. Okay. This is from that movie about the...
The buyer.
It's called Gracious.
Sudden fright, tight undergarments, prolonged bicycle or horseback riding can cause an erection. Some of these normal, unexpected erections can be very embarrassing. Please just remember they're normal.
My name is Clarice Precious Jones.
My kids. What you want, baby?
Give me a basket, please.
Size.
I don't know yet. Still think about it. Or watch my figure.
Butchie! You got a 10-piece ready.
It is an irregular flow of blood from the uterus and lasts anywhere from 3 to 7 days. It's normal.
Run, you gotta get away. Oh, let me go run.
Oh, no. Take your ass down to the welfare. The fuck you think she is? So I guess you think you're cute now, right? Oh, uppity bitch. You should have kept your fucking mouth shut. Just because he gonna give you more children than he gives me, you think you something fucking special? Fuck you and fuck him. Precious. 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 Get down here, bitch! You brought that white bitch up in my house? Why would you bring that bitch up in here?
I'm bringing her here.
Well, why the fuck did she ring my buzzer? I can't hear you, Precious.
Girls.
You got so much motherfucking mouth, and you gonna bring a bitch up in my house. Why would that bitch ring my goddamn buzzer? I ain't trying to come here. See, I think right now you feeling like you becoming a grown woman. Because that shit you poured in the kitchen, I should have fucked you up.
And I said, that's perfectly normal. If they were side by side, you couldn't sit down. And he felt much easier once he was reassured that this is a perfectly normal part of his anatomy.
Cheryl.
Yes. What about Mary and her daddy? They can't. But he says he would.
We got to save something for later in the 3-hour
let
realm.
It heal. Let it heal. Let it heal.
Why do you have to talk about Clarissa, Udians?
Excuse me? Let it heal?
I got a monster drink to drink, see? Look, I save it for the grum. Mm-hmm. Called crack.
Oh, yes, yes. Hold on.
Okay. You might have used one of the words I call the uh-oh words, such as slut, ho, bitch, bitch. Queer burger, Vagatron, yeah. Gay bird, the word for black in any language, Nero, Noir, Schwarz, Negro, Kanjansek. So, what else? What else can we not call each other?
How about sweaty greaseball?
Oh, very good. That's highly offensive. Mm-hmm.
Person of color.
I guess if you say it like that.
Nigger Morgis.
Oh, yes! These words are terrible.
Yes, Madge.
That is not nice. I don't appreciate when I'm being framed by that one-tiered wisdom.
Well, listen.
Who's this raver diaper fatty? And he keeps attacking... I think he called me today, and he talks like he's my best friend. Did he upload that goddamn picture of him?
No, he didn't. And that's the thing.
Did you check
the grum? Where the fuck is he? And he didn't upload the goddamn video.
Did you check the grum holder or not?
Yeah.
You did check it? The grum holder?
Just in case. Syphil.
What?
He ain't on. Nope. They ain't there.
He was very...
Every diaper fatty.
I want to play some... I got some more sex tapes from Schrocky.
Okay, let's do one right now.
You want to do that yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see if I can get it. Were you able to hear that, Schwartzy?
Yes, are you ordering food?
No, I ate earlier. I can't afford to order now.
Yeah, Grandma.
Even if people donate, I still need the donations for food, but I have to use it to buy rent and insurance.
And diapers.
For diaper fat.
I'm tired. My T cells must be low.
So you could hear yourself okay on the other one, right?
Excuse me? Why do I hear my...
Because you're supposed to shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Hi, whore. I think you should show Trusty lipstick, whore. Slut. Whore. Anus. Anus. Then you should call me on Skype. So, I can show you my penis and you can humiliate me.
Okay.
Okay, that's not it. Here it is.
Oh... Oh,
Danny.
Oh, I love. Oh, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. Oh, I just got done watching the Macy's Thanksgiving parade, and now I'm gonna stuff this turkey. Oh, I'll stuff it in.
Yes.
Cornbread and the deer meat. Oh, stuff this obese turkey.
Turkey.
Butterball.
Butterball.
Oh, I want that in. Butterball.
Oh, Danny.
Oh, yes, stuff this turkey. Oh. Hi, Danny.
Danny.
Oh, Danny, it's just walked in. Oh, I'm just stuffing some turkey, Danny. Ooh, what you got there for me? You got a pie? Oh. Hi, Danny. Oh. Oh, Daddy, what are you doing to me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, take my folds, Daddy. Oh, let me slap your cock.
Swollen cunt.
My fat folds to get you hard, Daddy.
Oh, Daddy, I'm a big, big girl.
Play with my swollen clitoris.
Oh, you like my fat folds, Daddy? Oh, squeeze my fat, blood titty, Daddy. Oh, it's hairy, Daddy. Hairy meat, like the hair in the gristle. Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Stuff the Thanksgiving turkey, Daddy. Stuff me like a naughty turkey and put me in the oven, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Oh. Oh, Daddy. I feel a nut, Daddy.
Enough.
Oh, Daddy. Oh, nut inside me, Daddy. Base this turkey, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, we're going nut at the same time, Daddy. Oh. Oh,
nut.
Oh, can you hear me, Daddy?
Oh. Oh, can you hear me then?
Oh, Daddy, I'm basing this turkey. Oh, my God, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, I'm coming, Daddy. Oh, oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, I'm going to ruin the turkey. We're going to have deer meat for Thanksgiving, Daddy. Oh, oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Oh, rip off that turkey leg.
Is he coming yet? Come on. Cream my corn, Daddy.
I'll push out the bone, and I'll suck on the bone like Breon.
Breon?
Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Daddy, what are you doing? Daddy, I'm not
Precious.
Open to every turkey. Daddy's cramming me in the...
I think there's more. He'll do.
Listen, I have a story to read.
Oh, Daddy. Here. Daddy, what are you doing to me? Oh, Daddy. Oh, I ain't no Thanksgiving turkey, Daddy. Don't stuff me in the oven, Daddy. Don't stuff me in the oven, Daddy. What do you say? You've been fattening me up. You've been stuffing me up, Daddy. Make me fat for Thanksgiving so you can eat me, Daddy. No, Daddy. No,
listen.
Daddy. Daddy, I won't fit in the oven, Daddy. I'm too small. I'm too large, Daddy.
Okay,
now listen.
Okay.
How was your Thanksgiving, Nate's queen?
I was good, because Hagatha didn't show up.
That's too bad. Did she get hit by the AIDS?
Hopefully.
Or,
what do you mean? She already had the AIDS.
Oh. Now, listen. During our Thanksgiving dinner, we decided to do a new tradition where we share stories. Different kinds of stories. And so, one of my relatives...
Yeah.
Is also in the daycare business.
Okay.
And he was talking about number one story. Both of them had to do with duty. Okay. The first one was he was lifeguarding. And one of the children of the African family, they were all very skinny and black, very dark. Okay. And he got out of the pool and had a very strained look on his face, and he shat all over the place. As soon as he got out of the pool, and my relative had to clean it up.
Right.
And then he said a related story was a young girl named Judy. Judy likes to poop her panty.
Yeah, Judy, okay.
Judy is a 3-year-old, and she shat her panty. And she said to this relative's, she said, I pooped my panty. And then later on, she told her mommy she pooped her panty, and I'm wondering, has she been listening to this grum? Because, oh, you know, I poop my panty a lot, and I think that Judy...
pokes her panty?
The 3-year-old, pooping her panty.
It's perfectly normal.
Now I have a very special story to read.
Hold on, I gotta tweet this. Cheryl tells Thanksgiving / Black Friday.
Pooping panty story.
Is it panty pooping or poopy panty?
Dunno.
Pooping panty. Storades.
Panty poop.
Okay.
Pooping panty is the act of doing it. Panty poop, it's a thing, it's a noun.
Just tell it already.
I don't want. Let me get this thing out.
Okay, I'll get some girls going first while you do that.
Girls.
Girls, 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 girls.
Make it so you can hear the girls, too.
Girls, girls, girls. Girls, 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 girls.
Well, maybe she want to suck a dog dick.
Okay. So, nearly 2 weeks ago, I was invited out to New York to do some interviews. My organization, DIC, that's Daycare Institutions Caring for Kids, and received national attention because it turned out that Michael Jackson's kids were using one of our facilities. So here I was in Midtown Manhattan doing interviews with Greta Van Susteren at Fox News.
Love whore.
Yes, and you know she poops her panties.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Really?
She loves pooping her panties. Sometimes she'll even take the poop out of her panties and put it in her blonde hair and make it brown. But we're not going to get into that right now.
Dirty blonde.
Mm-hmm. Racist. So, there I was at CNN. I was hoping to see Lou Dobbs because we share a lot of the same political opinions, like keeping the brown people on the other side of the river. That's unless, you know, they're going to work in one of my daycare centers, but...
In my green cows.
But it turns out that he left the week before, so they stuck me with Anderson Cooper.
Oh, girl, she's a wreck. Her hole is wrecked.
Oh, I know. Listen. Mm-mm. When I sat down at the stage, I couldn't believe my eyes. It turned out that Anderson doesn't wear panties while he's filming.
Really?
Nope. The camera always shows him from the waist up so nobody at home will notice it. Let me tell you, there was this foot-high pile of turds under his chair. The brown sludge trailed all the way down his chair, and clearly no one had bothered to clean the stage. Girl, this Mary was a mess.
Was he wearing pants?
No.
Just nothing. He was totally naked on the stool.
She had her balls out, laying on the chair in a pile of turds. And her dick was laying to the left, semi-hard.
What's her dick like? I imagine her with a little teeny-weeny peeny.
It was pretty small and it was covered in warts.
Like that gay boy 7084 on the Twitter?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Okay. What's his name? Yeah, Davey.
Davey. Now, Nate, I couldn't believe the questions she asked me. He asked me my age. How long I'd been working with children, if I had a criminal background. A criminal background? Anyone who knows me knows that those allegations were completely false and were dismissed in court.
Yeah. I didn't know that you were actually in court over this.
Listen, that's not the point of this story.
You brought it up. Oh, look, Dave Guy's there on the gram. Oops. I wasn't talking about you with the warts.
He's
talking about another person named Davy Guy, 84, from England with warts on his penis.
Now, Craigslist.
He Hold says... He, never mind. Go ahead, Cheryl.
This Mary got on my nerves. But luckily, they saved me for the final segment after 50 minutes, Sarah Palin's book. Yeah. I looked out towards the cameras, and you wouldn't believe who I saw, Nate.
Who?
It was Oprah.
Right.
Girl, I was so pissed. The last time I had to deal with that Annie was when she pimped me out to Lady Kaka.
What did you call her?
Annie. Class. She ain't got no class. After my interview with that rancid Mary whore, Kaka, I ran back to Oprah and said, "Listen, Oprah, I mean Gail, I'm sick of you following me around. I left you ages ago to work with Martha Stewart and Condé Nast Traveler, and you've been stalking me and harassing me ever since. I'm at Condé Nast now. Leave me alone."
Right.
And you know what she said to me? The nerve of her.
I can imagine what.
All she said was, "Call me Gail."
Yeah.
And I said, fuck you, Oprah. I'm done with this Gail shit. It doesn't even make any sense.
Right.
I made sure to say Annie and not Annie, so I could offend her. I don't care if she thought I was racist. I ain't in Precious. I wanted to be in Precious. I wanted to be Precious's mother, and she wouldn't have cast me.
You wanted to be the retarded baby, I heard. Mongo.
That's the second port I tried out for, but I tried out, and Monique was there on the same day.
Yeah.
She had the worst gas.
Ooh. Monique was really good in that Grum.
Really good. That's just because she let the fatty eat on her cookies. Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Her Oreo cookie. She ate all the cream.
Right. Let me.
Right. I was pissed and I stormed out of the studio, but to no avail. Oprah Gail caught up to me.
I need you to do a dramatic pause so I can play a quick Gracious.
Okay. So Oprah Gail caught up to me.
Oh, woman's eye.
School ain't gonna help none. Take your ass down to the welfare.
Okay. That's it. Go ahead.
Oprah said, Cheryl, listen. The reason I'm here is because I have a problem only you can solve.
What?
You see, I can't shit at all. I've been taking laxatives for 3 weeks. I tried pushing as hard as I could. I can't get it out, and now I have hemorrhoids.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, listen, Oprah, what can I do for you, and what can you do for me? So Oprah said, well, Cheryl, if you can get this duty out of me, I'll attach an inflatable Cheryl to my float in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It will follow the Harpo Productions float, and I'll advertise your organization.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, listen, Oprah, I want some money, honey. I'll take the float idea and some money.
You should have called her Gail. She told you to call her Gail.
Listen, I ain't playing her game no more. Boy.
Yeah. I understand. You understand.
You understand perfectly now. She said, tell you what, Cheryl. I don't carry around cash. Cash money. And since you won't give out your PayPal address, I'll give my large donation to Madge Weinstein.
Thank you.
I'm sure you can trust her to forward the money to you.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about it for a minute. Would I, Cheryl Trigg Murkowski, want to take part in yet another scat escapade with Oprah? After all, this is the same woman who treated me like crap at J.J. Fish, made me cut open her chliots, and pimped me out to Lady Kaka. On the other hand, it's a lot of money and publicity for Dick. I'll do what I said. Oprah replied, great, we will start right here. We were in the hallway outside of Anderson Cooper's studio. There were a couple people surrounding us. I said, wait, don't you need to go to the restroom for this? No, Cheryl, I can't take the pain anymore. I have to let it heal. Oh, yeah, that was good.
Hang on, I got some gospel music for a sex cunt.
Hang on.
It's very Jesus.
Our heaven's a cross.
Let it heal.
Nobody cares.
I dock the night.
Yeah.
I just know my way.
Link one. Link one.
I dock the night. It's
like Friday, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Nobody cares. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So I guess you think you're cute now, right?
Let me tell you, nobody.
You ugly bitch. You should have kept your fucking mouth shut.
Yeah, my only comfort.
Just because he's going to give you more children than he give me, you think you're something fucking special? Yeah, fuck you and fuck him.
Girls.
And there, Oprah was standing before the crime
scene.
Come on, let me finish this story.
Get down here, bitch! You brought that white bitch up in my house!
Sorry, hold on.
Why don't you bring that bitch up in here?
I'm bringing her here.
Well, why the fuck is
What?
I can't hear you, Patrick. Since you got so much motherfucking mouth, and you will bring a bitch up in my house, why would that bitch ring my goddamn bus?
I ain't telling her to come here.
See, I think right now you're feeling like you're becoming a grown woman. Because that shit you poured in the kitchen, I should have fucked you up. But I let you walk away. And I let you come get yourself together. But bitch, I'm going to let you know if you ever pour that shit on me again, that will be the last motherfucking day standing. I promise you that. You will send a white bitch to my motherfucking buzzer talking about some higher education. You're a dummy, bitch. You will never know shit. Don't nobody want you. Don't nobody need you. You done fucked around and fucked my motherfucking man and had two motherfucking children. And one of them is a goddamn animal running around looking crazy as a motherfucker. Bitch, you know what? See, I think you're trying me.
Don't
I think
you're
really trying
mama.
To fuck with me. You fucking with my money. And you gonna stand up there and look down at me like you're a motherfucking woman. I'm gonna show you what real women do, bitch. See, you don't know what real motherfucking women do.
Well, maybe she wanna suck a dog dick.
Sorry, Cheryl, go ahead with your story.
Maybe she wanna suck a dog dick.
What happened next?
And there Oprah was standing before me, trying to push a turd out. I stuck a few fingers into her black anus hole and pulled out a few drops of poop. Clearly, I was getting somewhere. I reached again, and not only did I pull out a small turd piece, but also a plastic shower cap.
What? You know, what?
You know, like the kind they get in hospitals.
You're saying there was a shower cap up Oprah's ass?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
The minute I had that shower cap in my hand, I looked up, and all I could see was a river of shit falling out of Oprah's hole. That crap fell onto my face, on my clothes, and in my N-word hair. Miss Nigger hair. I was literally covered head to toe in liquid duty. This was no pooping panning incident.
I hate you.
This was a poopy fallout. I screamed at her, "What the fuck is that? Oh, is this Oprah? What the hell was an N-wording shower cap doing up your duty hole?" She said, "Oh, never mind that. Clean yourself up. I can't let anyone else see this mess I've made. I can't believe that my shit is all over your borders." It was then, while I was cleaning up, that I discovered that I never took the microphone off, and Anderson Cooper's camera crew was surrounding us, and they said, "Oprah, what is this?" And they were looking at me. They confused me for Oprah because Oprah's shit was all over me, and they thought I was her. They thought I was black. I don't know. Maybe now we all know the real reason why Oprah's giving up her show. Something to do with this little incident.
Something to do with duty?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
If I walk in the pathway of duty.
Duty? Did you hear that? Cheryl, did you hear that?
Do it again.
She just said, "If you walk in the..." This is a duty song from gospel singing Gressie.
If I walk in the pathway
of duty.
She said duty.
Do it again.
Well, if you wouldn't talk over the goddamn thing.
And amen.
Shut up.
In the pathway of duty.
Wait, so hold on. Is this about the Oprah story? She was in the past.
This is Oprah singing.
To the close of the day.
I can't hear you, Precious, since you got so much motherfucking mouth, and you gonna bring a bitch up in my house. Why would that bitch ring my goddamn bus?
I ain't telling her to come here.
Yeah, I think right now you're feeling like you're becoming a grown woman. Because that shit you poured in the kitchen, I should have fucked you up. but I let you walk away. And I let you come get yourself together. But bitch, I'ma let you know if you ever pour that shit on me again, that will be your last motherfucking day standing. I promise you that. You will send a white bitch to my motherfucking buzzer, talking about some higher education. You're a dummy, bitch. You will never know shit. Don't nobody want you, don't nobody need you. You done fucked around and fucked my motherfucking man. And had two motherfucking children. And one of them is a goddamn animal running around looking crazy as a motherfucker. Bitch, you know what? See, I think you're trying me. I think you're really trying to fuck with me. You fucking with my money. And you gonna stand up there and look down at me like you're a motherfucking woman. I'ma show you what real women do, bitch. See, you don't know what real motherfucking women do. Real motherfucking women sacrifice. I should've aborted your motherfucking ass, because you ain't shit. I knew the day the doctors put you on my goddamn hand, you wasn't a goddamn thing. And you had that smirk on your face, bitch. Now smile about that. Smile about that, you fat bitch.
About the sexy thing.
I'ma kill you, bitch.
Anyway.
Was that playing your prime?
I'm just really surprised. I didn't realize that gospel song was about Judy. Let me just play that one more time.
Man, you should be showing the video. It's much better.
Nobody knows.
Oh, that's the wrong song.
If I walk in the pathway of duty.
And roll on shoulders.
Weird, Shiro.
Listen.
I can't show the video. It's too complicated. And it's not legal.
Right. Now, listen. Come on. Work that gun. Precious chewing gum. That's not appropriate. I hope you're gonna add that to the show notes. Okay. Add that to the show notes, Nate.
Oh, Cheryl, is that horrible gum chewing? You know how I feel about chewing.
It's my favorite.
I had a problem shitting all week from antibiotics.
What? Gonna get you.
No, do not play that.
Run. You gotta get.
Don't play that. It's horrible.
I'm not doing it. Madge, turn it off.
I'm not listening to that.
Turn it off.
You're listening to my favorite bloated lesbian, Madge Weinstein.
I can't believe I had to preempt you. You're being so naughty. Right.
Now listen here, this is Sister Winnie Ruth Johnson. Every woman got to know how to clean chitlins, honey, if you want to have a husband. You got to do it, honey. You got to do it, honey. Every woman got to know how to clean
chitlins. If you've been a rat, well, don't stop being a rat suddenly, or it's going to be very suspicious.
Don't be frowning up like that there. See, God feels that way about sin, honey.
It happens.
You got to take that off just like you got to pull this here skin off this here chitlin.
Don't be a caveman.
We had a good service at church, honey. Wallsea, we had the foot washing service, but Wallsea's comb come clean off my toe. Oh, it just about went all through me. I thought it was a rat, but it was a comb come off my toe. Anyhow, David in the book of Psalms said, give me a clean heart. But he didn't do nothing about cleaning no chitlins.
Oh, Lord.
Just give it to the Lord, honey. He'll clean you just like I'm cleaning these here chitlins. Oh, he can do it!
Will you please help me?
Well, this is going to be like an exorcism.
Chitlins?
Trotsky's asleep in his little house. He'll be out later, Jeff.
You're going to help us to learn how to clean chitlins?
Oh.
Maybe I can read it. Let me find it.
Jeff is my favorite listen turd because he gives me the most money.
Me too.
Hi, Mark. This is Bicycle Mark, who's visiting us from... Well, he's not visiting us. Of course, he would never come to Chicago. He's got to stay on the East Coast because he's afraid of all the fatties here. But he's in the United States, right?
Yes, I just arrived a few hours ago on the aeroplane.
Did you eat a dead bird?
No, I don't eat. I ate a vegetable bird.
Are you a vegan like Mikey Poet or just a vegetarian?
Just a vegetarian.
See, I can deal with vegetarians. But this Mikey Pot. This
Mikey Pot.
What's that echo? Cheryl, stop it.
What? Sorry. What's going on?
I was about to go off on vegans, and you had to interrupt me. The problem is...
Oh, shit.
The problem is, like, I would like to be a vegetarian. That's nice, and I like vegetarian food. Fine. But vegans...
Today, turn your attention away. Nigga Lover, the movie they tried to stop. So real, so violent, so brutally honest that only a few theaters dare to show it. Nigga Lover, where black and white passions explode. The chase that begins with love and ends with violence. Not just another black movie, different than all the rest. See, Nigga Lover, the movie they tried to stop. But the truth of what's happening on the street today, turn your attention away. Nigga Lover, the movie they
trying to fuck with me. You fucking with my money. And you
gonna
stand up there and look down at me like you a motherfucking woman? I'ma show you what real women do, bitch. So you don't know what real motherfucking women do. Real motherfucking women sacrifice. I should've aborted your motherfucking ass, cause you ain't shit. I knew it the day the doctors put you on my goddamn hand, you wasn't a goddamn thing. And you had that smirk on your face, bitch. Now smile about that. Smile about that, you fat bitch.
Wow.
I'ma kill you, bitch. Hurry your ass up. I am in here fucking starving. Now what you gonna do if I die of starvation? Where you gonna go at that? Precious. I'm hungry. You ain't cooking no collard greens with the fucking pig feet? Like, how am I supposed to eat pig's feet with no collard greens? And why in the fuck does that pig's feet have so much hair in it?
Oh.
You eat it.
You eat it.
You come eat this shit.
I'm not hungry though.
Yes, you is. Precious, if you don't get this goddamn plate.
Please fuck my hole.
Can I finish bitching about vegans now?
Yes, please.
The thing is, and Mikey Pot is a vegan, and it's like all of a sudden he goes vegan, and now he's an evangelist vegan. Yeah. And I asked a simple question on the goddamn Twitter the other day. I said, how do you make goddamn mashed potatoes? Because I got to make them for this goddamn pitch-in, and I want to know a recipe. So people give recipes, and mostly they involve butter and whore milk or cream. And then he writes in, oh, you don't need to use any cow drippings in order to make mashed potatoes. Just use Yukon Gold potatoes.
Potatoes.
You know, but the problem is, how
can... What about some chicken broth? Mm-hmm.
That's an animal.
Yeah. Maybe some tomato broth.
Right, those are good too. But unfortunately, you weren't there with me. So I said, Girdle Pod, what the fuck's your problem? No, but the thing is, how can you deny yourself the most delicious ingredients in the whole cookbook? Butter and milk. I mean, I'm sorry, but I've been to how many times have you, audience, been taken to a restaurant where they say it's vegan? And they say, but it's really good. They always say that. Oh, but it's really good. It doesn't taste like normal shitty vegan food. And it never is. It's always crap. And I hate it. What? And I hate vegans. Except for Mikey.
I do know some places in Amsterdam where a vegan meal really is delicious, but
right.
and cheap, which is good.
How is it delicious without butter? What do they put in it?
You don't need no butter. Well, your face do, but you.
What do they put in it? If it's not butter.
I don't know.
Some goddamn oil.
DP couldn't live without meat. He always needs something in his holes. DP, DVD, whatever.
We can talk about this Davy guy, because I'm not sure that he's real.
I don't think so either.
He says he didn't get his hole fucked for like months, yet he's got a picture on Craigslist, bearing alls, offering to fuck pretty much anything that comes his way that will make him feel like a man inside.
Would it be vegan if you ate your own breast milk? That's a good question.
Well, actually, Sheldon tried to do that for her master's thesis. She couldn't produce enough milk to do it. She was trying to make cheese out of it, actually, not butter.
I commented on a Facebook photo of hers where she was posing with this man's. They both seemed to not be wearing any clothes.
Yeah, well, she did a sex scene with the guy from Real Housewives of New York.
I commented that he looked like John Stamos, and no one agreed with me, and I felt very alone on Facebook.
Well, that's because you're a straight person. You don't know how to look at men properly.
What? Can I recognize John Stamos from my childhood?
Yeah, but he doesn't look like him.
Oh. Oh, okay. Well,
you were wrong.
So,
you're going to piss? Okay. Put the microphone close to your urethras.
Gonna piss my joint. I'm going. Put the seat down.
Now, Cheryl, it's Black Friday, so you have to piss like a black woman would.
You mean gather my heels together? Please. I'm going to drop the computer.
Sounds suspiciously high up. You sound very street coming far away.
My wheels are very tall. Very low.
You had a real telescopic kind of.
No, yeah. I can actually stand up and gather my holy ops together and piss like a man.
One of those outdoor devices.
Advantage of a pro
Leops. Cheryl, J Made Shade says you're in the Jew Shack, baby. He said you're in the Jew Shack.
Jonas.
Listen, I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, I got a copy of the Viagra film.
Oh, I want to see it.
I also went on a
whore penis.
You do. You see Michael Schaff's...
Really? He shows his own penis in it?
Well, he shows his erection under clothing.
Why?
I don't know. It wasn't exactly a necessary scene, but it made me laugh.
Did you get horned?
I did not.
Justin Feed, look at the question he asks. Madge, have you seen Precious? I would like your honest review of it. Hello? Do I have to do this a fucking again?
This Jesus whole podcast Christ. Is a treatise about this Precious. It's a study. It's an independent
trying
study.
Trying me? I think you're really trying to fuck with me. You fucking with my money. And you gonna stand up there and look down at me like you're a motherfucking woman? Right. I'm gonna show you what real women do, bitch. So you don't know what real motherfucking women do. Real motherfucking women sacrifice. Man. I should have aborted your motherfucking ass. Cause you ain't shit. I knew it the day the doctors put you on my goddamn hand. You wasn't a goddamn thing. And you had that smirk on your face, bitch. Now smile about that. Smile about that, you fat bitch. I'ma kill you, bitch!
And it's falling in bongos.
Match, wet it, wet it.
Wow.
First of all, I have a food question. I'm having a piece of pumpkin pie. Should I have whipped cream or not?
I had the best pumpkin pie yesterday at my event. It was a pumpkin cheesecake, Cheryl. You couldn't imagine how fucking delicious this goddamn thing
I'll
was.
Have some whipped cream.
That's right. It had. It was like a cheese. It was almost like a tiramisu kind of cheese,
this
like
is
that.
Vegan, vegan whipped cream.
Fuck vegan and the goddamn Mikey Pod bullshit. God. I'm sorry, but vegans have no taste buds. Ooh, this vegan cookie that costs $3 is so fucking delicious. Yum, yum, yum. What? What does Justin Feed
want? Justin wanted to know if you enjoyed Precious. He said he was appalled and covered his face most of the time because he couldn't bear to see a fat black actress on the movie screen. She filled up the entire thing and made him nauseous.
Listen, I'll tell you what I told my friend Andy, not Schrock Bella Mortenklopst, who's on sabbatical again. My friend Andy said, I said, listen, people in my Thanksgiving Day Losers Club, I need you to see
Where's
Precious.
Yes.
They said, what'd you do for Thanksgiving morning? I said, I watched Precious at home. And Andy said, look, Madge, I'm not going to see a movie about a fat black woman. I said, Andy, she buys a 10-piece and runs away without paying for it. He said, I'm going to go see it.
Did you eat a turducken?
Oh, my God. Davy Guy posted his whole.
No, he didn't.
I've never had a turducken. I've only shat them. Yes, he did. He just tweeted it. I got a ding-dong. Let's see.
Right.
Let's see.
Like, I believe this shit.
Madge, your post Durky Day present was just saying, oh, thank you. Thank you, Madge.
I mean, that could be anybody.
Listen, shut the fuck up, whore. If it has warts, it's him. Let's see.
It kind of looks like
warts on me.
Can you write your name on your hole next time and take a picture of Zayat so we can see?
Who did you?
Let's see.
Can I tell you, I went to see another documentary. It was called Orgasm Inc., and it was about the female Viagra, the quest to find the female Viagra.
Uh-huh.
It was quite good.
There's duty in that hole.
No, there's a wart.
I ain't got any warts on me.
I think there's duty in there. Cheryl.
What?
There's at least a couple roids. Do you see? I'm doing a Zoom. Okay?
In
I'm going to do a chat. Yeah, I'll do it. Thank you for that. Just
today.
What? Sorry, Mark. I didn't mean to interrupt you talking about the female Viagra.
Is there something wrong with your meds? You seem anxious enough.
I've had two monster beverages. You shut the fuck up.
Like you need to bear back or something.
No, I accidentally had sex with
Have you been on Grindr today?
No. Shut up. That's the hole. Look, there's two roidies in there. I posted the hole. Now, do you see what I'm talking about? It looks like it's asymmetrical, first of all.
Get him on the ground. He needs to talk and prove he's real.
He won't
talk.
All
I see is a brown stain.
Thank you. Hello.
It's for Black Friday.
And he tweeted earlier, he said, you could eat off my hole. Don't look like I do it. Mm-mm.
No. Looks like he'd my gag.
Don't nobody want you. Don't nobody hate you. What is that? What? How does it go? I've listened to it 20 times. Oh, he says, roids possible, no warts.
Right.
Is it what? So, Cheryl, I mean, it's his face is in there, so that is him, I think, pretty clearly, isn't it?
Well, if that's actually him and he hasn't stolen photos like just J-Mates.
But I don't believe that, I don't know, semi-hung? I don't know about that. Semi-hemorrhoidal, perhaps.
Definitely. He's got a dick. We'll put it that way.
Is that the Reagan Fox? I think it is.
Is Reagan in here? I don't see Reagan.
I hope it's not.
Hi, Reagan. Is that Reagan? Shut up, Cheryl. You're going to be nice. Anyway, what were we talking about? Do you want to look at the hole? Tell
me. Your thing didn't work. Your grab.
Yeah, it did. I just clicked on it.
Doesn't.
Oh, the first one didn't work. Yeah, the sex cunt one did.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, that looks like a photo from the 1930s.
Blur-aids. That one.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
There's duty in it.
So I see that he put a Craigslist ad saying he's looking for a fuck buddy until exactly January the 15th. Now, Vera Hank says it's a fake. Why do you say that?
He's fake. Come on.
I don't think he's fake. I did until I saw that picture.
Prove it.
What is this about AIDS belly?
Somebody he has a small penis and he's spotted. That's what somebody said.
Yeah, but if you're going to have a fake picture, why would you have roids on it? Think about it.
I don't know.
Okay.
Get him on the grum.
I don't know where he is. What's his date? What was his grum name? I forget.
You remember we tried to get him on the Skype last time?
Davey Robson, that one? Is that him?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck's his name? Cheryl, I'm talking to you.
I was trying to block Paul, but it won't work.
Why not?
Because I got the pie in my mouth.
You know why? Because you're... Because you're cursed. Is this Bottom Boy 84? Is that him, I think?
Go to the Fetus Jesus, honey.
He's not online.
FetusJesus.com.
Fetus Jesus. King Fetus.
He ain't coming on the ground because he ain't real.
Mark, did you see that? Did you hear about... Oh, right. Reagan says, hey, bloated lesbian, I can't figure out how you use this stupid Ustream chant. Oh,
really?
Then that's
he's a doctor? Right.
Reagan, did you hear about how Amy Goodman got detained at the border of Canada for an hour, and they looked through her laptop? Did you hear about this?
No.
They searched her laptop. They detained them for an hour. They went through her laptop and all this stuff looking for her notes, and they demanded to know what she's speaking about. There's an interview with her on The Raw Story. It was on Canadian Broadcasting. And they gave her, like, a limited two-day visa. They really, like, were really nasty.
This was...
In the Canadians.
Canadian customs? That's weird.
Yes,
usually you get treated badly on the way back.
Well, yeah.
Wow. But
this is a. They were interrogating her because they were thinking they wanted to make sure she wasn't going to speak about the Olympics.
And she didn't even like
know about the Olympics. Wow, this is really good.
Oh yeah, God forbid we should talk about something important. Go back to your pay. What? Who else dutied, Cheryl? Who else dutied?
Who else? The duty weather forecast. Go
ahead.
How come Davy's penis looks like it's cut in the hole, Teok?
Excuse me?
You heard me. Why I look like it's cut? Nebraska Jeff, where's my present after Thanksgiving? Sleep. I have a sound clip coming in a few moments.
How come Davy guy isn't there, and is he still chatting, or did he get mad because we said he had warts on him?
Okay. That is not the point, mother darling.
Exactly.
You know, when you're going to show it all out there, you got to be able to take what's coming. And if you got warts or roids...
And you say you can take all comers, so...
Do you take big loads inside of your anus?
He doesn't...
Cheryl, can you read his Craigslist ad? Reagan said Cheryl equals Mongo from Precious.
Ain't that the truth?
Mm-hmm. Which one's Mongo?
Mongo is Precious has a retarded daughter, and her name is Mongo.
Wow!
Don't be mean to Precious. She is a
retarded baby. Mm-hmm. He doesn't take loads from strangers. Okay.
Listen,
Can I see you open your hole? I want to see more if you have hemorrhoids. Can you take the same picture? But do you have a, what do you call them, stirrups? What do you call them things you spread in your cunt when you get in a pap smeared?
What do I get if I play a song? Now what?
Cheryl,
Staples?
Speculum. Thank you.
Speculum.
Davy, can you put a speculum in your asshole so we can see if there's warts on you? Mm-hmm. I'm getting warts. At least let the camera focus before snapping the shot, says Eric's bear. What's with all the bears and cubs in the grum room today? The grum holder.
Animal lovers.
Yeah. Don't forget the flashlight. Oh my God, do you know now it's been 2 years since I've been Europe? And in Europe. Oh, and by the way, this month was my 5-year anniversary, and I didn't give a shit. Neither did anyone else. I've been podcasting for 5 years. Give me some fucking money. The end. Then happened.
Right.
Yeah, it's really taken my career far.
There were no songs? There were no anniversary songs?
Cheryl, you got a song?
Anniversary song.
What about that birthday song you made for your cousin? That was cute. I really liked that.
Well, how much money do I get for premiering the song?
Listen, honey, I gotta get the money this week. I mean, I have to pay my insurance. Just play the goddamn thing and shut the fuck up.
Right.
Please.
Okay.
Happy birthday duty song. Send it to me and I'll play it through the grum holder.
The first thing is just this.
What?
I am endorsing no N-words. And I ain't talking about no PhD asshole N-words either. Now, listen. Oh, boy. Let me find the link. N-word happy birthday, Uncle.
Now, don't forget, the happy birthday is a copyrighted song.
Not in my way, I do it.
No, not hers, no. Song parodies are
fine. Fair use, Nate.
Now, Cheryl, you're going to give it to me so that I can put it on the vagina stream?
Okay,
it's real good. This is a really good song. I don't think Cheryl knows how good it is.
Really? You think so?
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. Reagan Fox says, hey, bloated... Oh, it's the same thing.
The name Alan.
Reagan, you need to get in the chat room. It said you were there, so why weren't you there? You were in it. You need to figure it out, honey.
Annie, 100%. 100%.
What is all this clicking, Cheryl?
100%. If you can figure out how to self-publish a book and you can't sign into one goddamn Ustream, you shouldn't be teaching a goddamn class.
Oh, you know what's funny? Speaking of self-publishing, you know, the mother on Precious sounds exactly like Rachel Kahn. I'm sorry, Rachel Kahn's mother, Lois Kahn. Have you seen it?
I mean, Reagan? The father.
No,
you?
The mother. I mean, no, the mother. Well, Rachel Kahn's mother, not Rachel. That would sound
Kahn,
like
Kahn.
That would sound like a dude. But my God, I keep. Hold on.
We have a request for more popping. Cheryl, more popping.
What was
that? Press one.
Hello.
How you doing, baby?
Who is this?
This is Bonquisha Jackson.
Oh, Bonquisha Jackson on Black Friday. That's wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I know it's not bad. I'll be fine. But you know these people don't know how to act on Black Friday.
What do you mean?
They acting out crazy.
What they be doing, honey?
Girl, I was going down to the Walmart minding my own business, driving down the street. Mm-hmm. These white boys gonna get in my business and try to tell me I'm driving too close to his bumper. So she's gonna flip around, pull up on my side, and try to yell off something to me. I said, let me get my gun and see what this little white boy has to say after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, this black is too black. I can't understand this. Is she eating watermelon for Black Friday?
Bonquisha, Cheryl is saying that you're speaking too black. Can you white? Can you tone down the black a little? Because she doesn't understand you.
Oh, okay. Well, let me do my interview voice, please.
Okay. Thank Pretend you. You're thank talking you. To Greta Van thank Susterdrim. You,
what you say?
Pretend you're talking to Greta Van Susterdren.
Well, I was minding my own business, because I'm a lady. I was driving down the road trying to mind my own business, and this white fool pulled up beside me getting all nasty in my face, and I pulled out my gun. I said, you better sit your ass back down in that tiny ass gun. I'm going to blow that tire outside the road.
Right. A Baroque, you saying that she made you, somebody was riding next to you who was white and they made you drive into a Baroque church?
Close, I said, this white boy trying to get an attitude with me. Mm-hmm. Now, on Black Friday, that's BLAQUE. You have to respect your Nubian goddesses.
Right.
I thought they're going to get a little angry and pull out their weapons and fall them into the air. See what I'm saying?
What you're mm-hmm. saying is that I missed the last part, something up in the air.
Hey,
it's
basically, all I'm saying is, it's Black Friday. You need to respect the Nubian goddess.
Mm-hmm. Did you see Precious?
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Bonquisha.
You don't understand me, Madge.
Bonquisha.
Are you Precious?
Did you get raped by your father like Precious?
I did not, but it was even worse than my mama used to take them chicken bones I've been talking about. And, you know, she wouldn't get all the anxious she looking for because her husband gone up and died after he done served all them ties on the plantation. So she done come up there with some chicken bones and she used to put them inside me. And I said, Lord.
I think.
She didn't rape me, but I said, I know I saw that movie, girl. I said, I know that the room. She running there with that chicken bucket. She said, "Boss, nigga," and she went out there with that chicken. I'm like, "Oh, you know
boss,
that's
what?
Right."
How boss. Many apostrophes do you have in your name, Nades?
I have several apostrophes in my name. I got one between the end of the Q.
Okay, that's
and
right.
I got one after the H before the A.
Okay, but you don't have one between the. You don't have one. I thought you had three. B-O-N apostrophe, apostrophe, Q-U-E apostrophe, S-H apostrophe,
apostrophe,
A apostrophe.
Correct.
So there's
sometimes
three.
The computer system be tripping up because they use them as escape characters assigned, and so I got to take them out.
Well, the spell checkers are racist.
Get Antivira off the phone. She got droids to pop.
It's not Antivira. This is a real black person.
Oh.
I am full 100% Nubian queen. I am a 100% African American persuasion.
Prove it. Show us your layups upstairs.
She wants to see your upstairs layups to prove it, Cheryl. Say. Bonquisha, how old are you? And did you trample anyone at the Walmart today? Getting a VCR?
Yeah, I'm getting a VCR all the time. But you better believe I went in line at a Black Saturday and I said my name on this there. Xbox 360. What's going on? Bitch trying to come up to me and said, I really need that Xbox for my son. He's been wanting one for a long time. I said, bitch, you better get in my hand. I'm
gonna
give
you
something. I'll pop that bitch on top of the head. I'll drag with her hand.
Right.
I'm gonna have to say exactly. Good deal for Walmart. Two lemonade and two free days and a booty.
Right.
And then after that, you know that KFC had them black fat and fish too. They didn't run out of chicken this time neither. You know what happened last time they ran out of chicken? They ran the new special. They showed all their pickets off their stuff.
Kidderling.
Reagan says, Cheryl, excuse me, Bonquisha. Reagan says, hey, I'm not self-published cancer layups. I'm going to sue Cheryl for defaming me.
Right. Work it out.
She can be self-published. She don't know
how. He ain't got no reason to get all upset. Everybody knows he's smarter than everybody else. And no reason to get all mad.
I know, Cheryl's just jealous. I like having Reagan on the show because I can actually have an intelligent discussion with Cheryl. It's all duty, Bonquisha.
All Cheryl wants to talk about is digging through her ass, digging through her uterus, and her bowl
on. No, that's her organization, Dick.
I want to have a political conversation about the health care. I don't always want to talk about diabetes of the uterus and all that bullshit.
Reagan is all about protein and gym and that.
And I want to know when he's going to pay my mortgage. And I want to know when he's going to pay my health care. Because these abortion pills ain't cheap, girl.
Right.
And all I'm saying, you see that Michelle Bachman up on the CNN the other day. Who was that tranny? They had that income tax. And I was just going to tell that my business company.
Wait, what about it?
You ain't got no way to make sure people ain't going to be abused.
Did you just say nigger toilet?
I just told that tranny bitch. It's $10 they're going to fix that upper lip and her Adam's apple. She better shut up and let Obama
Leap.
Fix the plane.
Bonquisha. Leap. Cheryl said... Cheryl said... Wait.
What? So, one of my friends, his name is Tim.
Hold on. Bonquisha, can you hear Cheryl talking?
I can't hear a word that white woman saying.
Oh, can you... Okay.
I ain't white. Now listen.
I can only hear you, baby.
She's not white.
My friend Timmy... He downloaded the movie Nigger Toilet.
No, I'm an African-American persuasion.
Yeah, Bonquisha, be quiet. I'll repeat the question. Cheryl's asking a question. I'll repeat it when she's done. Shut up, please.
So,
go ahead, Cheryl.
Tim downloaded this wonderful film not made by FlavorWorks.
Okay.
Surprise.
Tim from Distorted View, Bonquisha, yes. Downloaded a film called Nigger Toilet. Go ahead, Cheryl.
And it's a very nice film.
And it's a very nice film, says Cheryl.
In which men do wonderful things to each other.
I've heard about this movie.
And did they talk about it at FlavorWorks?
No. Actually, my friend David Serta, the playwright, told me about it. But what, do you have a point to this, Cheryl, or did you want to say the N-word? Do you have a question for Bonquisha McJackson?
All, you need to quit being so uppity.
Okay. Bonquisha, she wants to know why you're so uppity.
Number two.
Uppity? Girl, that ain't uppity. It's called so. I have the Lord Jesus Christ in my heart, and he gave me the strength to say what I'm in there, girl.
Match. I'm putting a screen cap in the room from the movie Nigger Toilet for you to see and add to the show notes.
Bonquisha, there's a picture from said nigger toilet in the show notes, in the chat room. Are you in the chat room?
It is very, very nice.
Oh, Cheryl, Jesus H. Christ on a hockey stick. What in the fuck is that shit?
That was from Timmy.
Did you see it, Bonquisha?
Find the feed, girl.
It's in the chat room, honey.
You're feeding on a wheel.
Cheryl, is that duty?
That's appropriate for Thanksgiving.
I don't think that's duty because it has
it came out from the rectum.
It has
I'm telling you right now, that doesn't sound very Christian-like, and I don't know if I want to be Christian.
I'm Jewish, but
I think they're chewing on a turducken.
Yeah, I think that's a sausage, Cheryl. That's got skin on it.
Oh, no. No, it ain't.
Duty
now
don't have
skin. Now, something very special to play from you. For you from Timmy. So please be quiet, okay? This is from Timmy. Listen.
Wow. Is he a vegan? That was vegan duty.
It's weird how the duty and Bunquisha stopped at the same time.
Man, Tim decided after that, letting me listen to that wonderful. He discovered there was a piece of toilet paper on his finger.
What does that mean?
There was a piece of toilet paper left on his finger from that incident.
Hold on 1 second. Bunquisha. Is that you, Bunquisha?
Don't answer that call.
Oh, fuck. Bunquisha, I'm going to call you on Skype. Hold on, because it doesn't work otherwise.
Right.
Let's call Bunquisha Jackson.
Let's
Hold on. I can't find the horse. Ah, there she is. She's from Nebraska, too? They're all from Nebraska. I think there's a cult of blacks in Nebraska.
Can Bunquisha even black pop?
Yeah, that's a good question. Quish?
I'm going to use this thing as nasty. Let me call you back on my screen phone.
No.
Girl, the last time I recorded a show from this thing, you got all pissy in me. Can't hear the word I said.
Well, why did you call me then on the goddamn thing while you were on the goddamn phone?
I fucked up. Hold on, bitch. I'm going to get my microphone. Hold
you
on.
Sound you sound fine, you dumb cunt. I mean...
There's a shit query coming in, shit query in the chat.
I mean, you still sound aggressively black, but...
But at least you can hear each other. Bunquisha. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know how to black pop?
Say that again, but no. Ma'am, I am 100% Nubian queen. Don't ask no stupid question.
It's not a stupid question.
Come on, do it. Aggressively black. Nope, you can't do it.
Come on. Hold on, bitch. I'm trying to get my microphone in. I'm prepared for this bullshit.
I think I black popped, Cheryl.
You think the welfare come in easy? You think it come in easy? They be bitching all that welfare bullshit. Hold on.
Welfare.
Irina Slutsky just tweeted that she's chatting with AT&T. I feel like life is just passing me by because people have such exciting lives and mine is just boring. I wish I was chatting with AT&T and could tweet about it. Don't you, Bicycle Mark?
Yeah, there's so many things I want to ask.
There's so much I want out of life. I want to be able to tweet things like that I had a really good day.
Bring in Arena to continue vlog Europe here. I was in Paris today. That was exciting.
You were in Paris today?
Yeah, well, that's where the plane...
you mean you just got here today? I didn't realize you just got here.
Yeah, I just arrived a few hours ago.
How awful. How long are you going to be in town?
A month.
In the country.
They're taking tests. 1 month.
You mean you're going to be in this country for a month and you can't even come to Chicago?
I mean, not as far as I know, but someone has to teach me how to cheaply fly in the country.
I would like to...
Oh, for fuck's sake.
How to clean Italy.
Red eye? What's a red eye? I gotta do that.
No, you go to... there's a website. Sidestep.com is a really good website for cheap flying.
Italy, so I would appreciate it.
Cheryl.
Is that like a scat site if I go there? I'm not gonna
I'm
get a
plane. I'm to teach the listeners a thing or two. I would appreciate you allowing me to bring some education to this program.
Hello!
Lord, Let me know when you're ready to learn something, Nate.
1 second.
I know everything. I don't got nothing to learn.
How do you clean chitterlane? Go on.
We're getting song requests. Song requests.
Excuse?
I'm hungry.
I ain't taking no collard greens with the
fucking pig's feet.
Listen, Jeff.
Like, how am I supposed to eat pig's feet with no collard greens? And why the fuck does that pig's feet have so much hair in it? You ain't.
The birthday song, right? I forgot.
You.
Don't nobody want you. Don't nobody need
you. Don't nobody want you. Don't nobody need you. You stupid. Get your ass down to the welfare.
Right.
Well,
Cheryl, where did I put it? The ground.
God, I hate you on Skype.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I forgot all about this call when they're calling earlier. I forgot I got all these goddamn people in my apartment and shit.
Well, don't let me keep you.
Yes, I don't want to talk to them. That's why I'm in here.
I think downhill.
Wait. I got to transfer it to my computer first. I don't want to play it. Hold on. 1 sec. I'm getting there. How come I get phlegmy whenever I talk with Cheryl?
Lana Crabtree.
Lana Crabtree.
Mm-hmm.
Love whore. Okay, ready for the song? This is going to be loud. This is happy birthday to whoever it is today.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, dear Noah. Happy birthday, turd.
Nice.
All right.
That was amazing, baby.
Thank you, honey. Bad Keisha McDonald's just, you know, fail. I agree, P. John. Thank you.
Tight undergarments, prolonged bicycle or horseback
ride Keisha.
Can cause an erection.
Remember, Keisha.
Some of these normal, unexpected erections can be very embarrassing.
Oh, I'm not that far from Red Bank, New Jersey.
Please just remember they're normal and don't let them upset you.
And roll on shoulder.
Mm-hmm. The market. What about Halloween?
My brother's, his name is Charles, but his name is Lance. And he's a bunch of Katrina on 591 Hours Place.
One
That's
turn
our
has a
old
question.
Husband. He's a living.
Yeah.
One turn would like to know. Black Keisha McDonald's. Bad Keisha, sorry.
Big Jackson, Big MCGACKER. I can't even
stand my name. Black, you're Skyping out. Now listen.
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Hello?
Hello.
Thank you, Vera. I agree.
Who is this?
This is Chris Weagle.
Oh, yes, Chris. You're on through the telephone.
Cheryl, did you answer that man's question about his father selling shits?
About what?
About what? Question about...
His father smelling shits.
I don't get it.
I can't hear anything. Doesn't matter.
No, I have to relay it. Cheryl, there was somebody in the chat room asking about foul-smelling shits, and you didn't answer him.
I don't know what the question was.
What was the question, Chris?
Oh, what to do about them? He has them often.
This is Jack that was asking the question, Cheryl. Ooh. Jack was saying, I've been having really, really foul-smelling shits and farts lately, plus I have a very small penis, and he's scared.
Is that why your bowl is shiny?
Cheryl's answer is, Jack, is that why you have a shiny bowl?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's satisfying. Okay, I thought I'd be able to hear Cheryl, but I guess not.
Right. Well, that's because you're calling through the Google Voice. In a few days, I'm going to get it so that Google Voice goes into the Skype. But
can
that requires money,
Lord,
and I got to pay my insurance first.
Can we please have a larger penis picture?
Okay, bye, Chris.
Bye.
Okay, now, one kid wanted to know
what did
if any of Bad Keisha's family has been lynched. That was the question from one kid.
I'll tell you the answer to that question. The answer to that question is nobody had been lynched because only the dumbass niggas get lynched.
Whoa, what?
My family always carries at least one pistol, two 9mm guns, and at least two tranny 7.9s. We don't get lynched in my house, sir. Uh-uh.
Right, that made sense.
Mm-hmm. We don't get lynched because we don't get caught. You get it? You try to lynch me.
Caught for what? No, you're not calling that thing. Thank you. Manch.
What?
No. No.
You're a pussy.
She's not allowed. Thank you. Now listen.
Mm-hmm.
You had some more content than we were going to discuss.
What is that?
It's Samia.
I was going to talk about the constipation I had all week.
Okay, you can add constipation.
That's for later, though. We got to give people a reason to stay.
Well, how about we call Chris? Because I apparently had not been...
Chris the bunny?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. But wait a second. What are you going to talk to him about?
About an old man and the bike, Roy.
I don't know what you're talking about. Who told you about... Who told you about this?
Don't know.
You've reached Chris Hack.
Oh, fuck me. God damn it, motherfucker. Oh, wow. Sorry. Goddamn people using their goddamn last names and their goddamn voicemails.
Well, he does on Facebook, too, but that's a coin.
People just don't know till they get fired. They just don't know. Oh.
Fine.
I got a private message from Jamie's Shades.
Well, she's my girlfriend on Facebook, so whatever.
Oh. Jamie says, I'm not going to say it because it's rude, but I'll have the computer say it just a second. This is from J Maid's Shade. Remember, it's Black Friday, which is... Sorry, I lost my... Hold on. Sorry, I keep fucking things up for a change. Okay, Cheryl, you're going to be on echo for a minute, so shut the Christ. Same with you, Buck. We should... They're on together. Okay. Hold on.
10:23, Jamie Shade. Google Weave Specials by Miss Nod Your Hair.
What?
Hang on, I think... Wait a second. Hold on. Just a second, Cheryl. Hang on. Let me just get this going right. Hold on. I think I pressed the wrong button. Hold on. Oh, fuck me. AIDS. No. Hold on. Talk, Cheryl, for a second. No doubt, because there's an echo. Okay. What the Christ is going on here? God damn motherfucker. Oh, I know what to do. N-word. Oh, shut up.
Hello, my name is Mango. I have Down syndrome. I am retard.
Okay, now I'm ready for the thing.
10:23, Jamie Shade. Google Weave Specials by Miss Nigger Hair.
What?
What's that about, Cheryl?
Dunno. Nigger Hair.
Is there a special of Google Weaves?
What?
Google Weave. Mm-hmm. What, Cheryl? What was the other topic you wanted to talk about?
My ability to kiss a man
on the lips. Where I stuck up in her own wood cunt.
Moose knuckle.
Stuck up in her own wood cunt. This Chris got to do rag stuck up in her own wood cunt.
The other day. went down to the Ashley Lynn. I said, girl, you better hook me up with a nice ass catcher.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It cost me $200.
Right.
I got me the best extensions. I went down to Walmart and got me some extensions.
Walmart?
Okay, listen to the yells.
What?
Listen to this N-word. Hold on.
From Negermania, why Negresses allow their monkey children to run wild into Walmart and break and steal shit.
I know that ain't right.
And roll on shoulders.
Lord have mercy on y'all.
What?
Let's talk about creative risks then. This is a quote from Mock of the Week last night. BBC Two, just before we came on air. This was a section saying things the Queen would never say in a Christmas special, and one comedian said, I'm now so old, my pussy is haunted. Is that a risk worth taking?
Well, I
is
think,
that editorially
look, as I said, we have many programmes in the BBC, on television, I mean, and already...
Next. I can't find my Gracious maid.
I'm now so old, my pussy is haunted. I'm now so old, my pussy is haunted.
I feel like I have head lice.
Like my friend, just somebody made fun of her big ass. She just turned around, she back hand there, she showed them the Harlem hand fist.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. She take that Harlem back hand, she slapped that bitch across the face. I know that's right.
Uh-huh. And how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel African.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that to a nigger raping a white woman is the same as if she asked him to fuck her?
What?
Stop it.
These were sent to me by one Kurt.
I'm hungry. You ain't cooking no collard greens with the fucking pig's feet?
For some higher education, you're a dummy, bitch. You will never know shit. Don't nobody want you, don't nobody need you. You done fucked around and fucked my motherfucking man and had two motherfucking children, and one of them is a goddamn animal running around looking crazy as a motherfucker. Bitch, you know what? See, I think you're trying me. I think you really trying to fuck with me. You fucking with my money. And you gonna stand up there and look down at me like you're a motherfucking woman? I'ma show you what real women do, bitch. So you don't know what real motherfucking
just
women do.
Moment.
What real motherfucking women
just
sacrifice.
One
I
show
you one at your motherfucking ass. Cause
in
you ain't
the
shit.
Are you going to behave, or are you going to still read racist things?
Unfortunately, this is from Frank.
Okay, they call me back to the other room. Y'all have a good
okay,
night. Y'all
bye, Frank.
Before she go.
Bye, Bon, apostrophe, Q, apostrophe, sh.
Alternative bill time, but I'm on a Social Security check.
All right, send me your whole check the next time you get a Social Security check.
Yes, ma'am, I sure will. All right, y'all have a good week. I hope you enjoy your Black Friday. You know that no Monique bitch. She's still my career. I let that fat bitch off the film because she needs money to feed them big ass.
Right.
Next.
See ya, Bonquisha. Well, I'll think about that for next time.
Now, click on the link that Tom put in the chat room, also into the show notes.
Tom Hanks?
Mm-hmm.
Did he steal Vera's pussy career? Oh, Tom Morris.
Yeah, it was a cold.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Tom, you're a learned British person. You're not supposed to do things like this.
What?
You're supposed to be dry and sarcastic. You're not supposed to be very guttural.
Guttural?
I don't know. Yes, guttural. Girdle.
Mm-hmm. I bird fought my first water. Right.
Why am I still on echo?
Why is the scrum still sucking, though?
You know what?
Hmm.
Fuck you.
Right.
Oh, strip club DJ is there.
Okay, why don't we get him on the gram?
You want to? Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you there, AIDS queen?
Are we going to the grocery store? No, sir. I need to cook us some lasagna this morning.
Cheryl, stop it. I'm going to play goddamn fucking Precious again.
Ooh, how good it is to feed the children.
Oh, recycling, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just fighting with you, that's all.
Why?
How when you play those with racist things, I'm going to play Gracious. Now,
it's not racist. It's
what were we doing now? I forgot.
Calling strip club DJ.
People are requesting Lady Racktastic for, and it is, it makes sense since it is Black Friday. Is she
well,
around?
It's 11:30 in New York, and
so she's out.
Probably.
Should we call her just in case? Can you text her or something? With the computer?
Right. No.
Okay, so what is the
strip club?
I'm fine with the strip club, but what's his goddamn Skype name?
I think it's Strip Club DJ.
And
is he on there? Is he on the line?
I don't know. How does
yeah,
it work?
It's Strip Club DJ. Same as in the check. Oh. Make him get on.
Shut up. I'm doing it. Just chill out. I thought you had that content or something. He's not in my goddamn list of fours.
I'll
but I know
it.
He's been on the Grumble. Yeah, send me the business.
Right. Send the contacts. Stirring up.
Waiting.
Hey, going. Sending.
I don't got it.
Oh, sent. Right, bye. How good it is to feed the children. Come on, Strippy.
It says failed. Says fail. He failed.
Strippy, come on.
Nade.
Come on, Nade, Chip.
Strippy.
Failed unknown.
Well.
Unknown Leo.
What else were we supposed to talk about besides old people's sex on the bicycle with
Chris?
Short? Huh?
Grills.
Yeah, but he's not unavailable.
Well, what the hell?
I actually asked him to come over and be on the grum, but he didn't even return my text.
Well, can you tell the story?
And John Peace in his hometown. No, I'm not telling the story. I don't know anything about what you're talking about.
Shark? Duty shark?
Mm-mm. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I heard that there was something having to do with the bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right, Madge. Come on. Come on. Gracious. I was enjoying doing the live editing with you on the iCheck before.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep,
wow.
Please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Go ahead,
get fucked, you stupid, dirty-ass, cunting bitch, slut, dyke. Damn British whore. Come on, you...
Fuck
you stupid, dirty-ass, cunting bitch, slut, dyke. Damn British whore. Come on, you.
If you are able to hear your own voice, then you have configured Skype correctly. If you hear this message, but not your own voice, then something is wrong with your audio recording settings. Please check your microphone and microphone settings or visit Skype.com for more help. Thank you for using the Skype call testing service.
I want to call the American Airlines robotic. I think we should start calling robotic
lines. Hey, Nate's queen.
Hey.
Hi, strip club DJs.
Hey.
What up, whore?
Have you photographed any good Cheryls lately? Or fatties with water pistols?
Yeah, I got to get some more pictures. I got to get out and get some more. The weather's been kind of crappy.
Well, it ain't going to get no better.
Yeah.
Can you record some pictures of fatties wearing their coats in their chairs?
Oh, they're everywhere.
Do the urine bags freeze in the winter? What do they do? And the colostomy bags?
Antifreeze.
You use antifreeze in a colostomy bag?
Yeah.
What about a Slurpee? Isn't that like a Slurpee?
Ooh.
That I swear, I feel like I have
that's
mats.
That's good in a cup.
Antifreeze is good.
Antifreeze, Vera?
Antifreeze is good for me.
Hey.
Now, strip club, what you been doing?
I've been around.
And you've been taking videos?
Down on the streets?
No.
On the PPH?
Have you been getting fucked?
Twice.
Just twice since the last time we spoke?
Yeah, just twice.
Why?
Yeah, because, you know, gotta do what you gotta do.
What you been doing, man?
You gotta douche. Is that what you said?
Douche. Douche.
Well, you've been sexing up.
I've been sexing my mattress.
Oh. Fuck that thing. That mattress. Work
that
it.
Wear that spring out.
Yeah. Except for if you have a sleep number bed, then wear that air out. Mm-hmm. Wear it out.
But you can be 1,000 pounds.
What happened to Tiger Woods?
He died. That's part of Black Friday, too. Thank you for reminding us.
Tiger Woods is dead.
Mm-hmm. Released from hospital following minor car accident.
Who the fuck cares? I mean, how does that shit make news? You know, I've heard about that. Like, it was everywhere. I mean, that is so lame, you know?
Yeah, fuck him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the toilet.
What's coming out of you, number one and number tootie?
Both.
Speaking of tootie, where's the grind? That
grinder.
That whore, you know, the Christian whore.
Oh well, you know, she kind of goes in these holes, kind of like Andy.
She's a mess.
You know how she'll produce like 20 programs and then she disappears for like 6 months. And then she's back and all over everything and then she's gone.
Is this, look at this person on Grindr. Is this, doesn't this look a lot like a certain pouty angel wanter?
Let me see. You. I'm glad you're on Grindr again.
And look, he's wearing one of those tubeless shirts.
He couldn't afford the sleeves.
Isn't that, doesn't that look like,
Let's see, you know.
Isn't it?
Good enough for in the sleeves, let's say, no.
It looks like a, behaving Bradley's.
Yeah, kinda.
Mm-hmm.
But, more attractive, I mean.
Hey, that guy is hot.
Mm-hmm. He's very close to you, Nate. Hello. Down-to-earth, witty, muscular, prefer the same, not really looking for hookup, no pics. Don't bother.
Sure, where are you right now?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm at, you know, visiting the fam.
I mean, where, though?
In Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Are you at Dawn and Drew's house?
Well, not too far.
Go ahead with your Craigslist.
They're going to Costa Rica.
Craigslist?
Yeah, I know. Because they have a good audience that pays for shit.
What are you talking about?
Don and Drew, I told you that.
Right.
Their audience is paying them for them to spend the whole summer, winter in Costa Rica.
They're They can't handle the cold.
Neither can I. You know, this will be the first winter I've spent here in forever.
Any face.
Oh, Davey Guy is back. Oh, who do you want to fuck your hole? Davy guy, you want who to
like
fuck
Donald
your hole?
Grindr.
Oh God, but you're not picky, really. That's the thing.
Well, he also thought that a raver, diapy fatty was hot. So,
oh, Jesus Christ! Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure diaper ravy fatty thing didn't send us that grum of his?
He still ain't. He said he was going to today. And,
I think he left me his phone number. Hold on. Window.
Nope, still not there.
But he left me his actual phone number, I think. Because he called. He's like crazy. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And he doesn't even say who it is. He's like I'm supposed to just know.
Okay, let me read the Craigslist ad first.
Okay, go ahead, because I got to find it anyway.
Right.
Right.
Anyone want to shave me?
Yeah.
I am very hairy, and I'm looking for someone to shave me at their place. You must host. I am looking to be shaved from neck down. Legs, arms, back, face, ass.
Black.
Shave, except the top of my head. I live in Union City. You will need to come pick me up as I am legally blind, so I can't draw. As soon as you are done shaving me, you can tie me up. Madge, are you listening?
Yeah.
Okay. Blindfold me, but he's blind already. What's the point? And fucking rape my ass. I love it very nasty, hardcore, brutal, sadistic. I don't care what is done to me. Contact me on one of these messengers. Yahoo at I'm very good for you, or AOL at Tupperware stud. I want before and after pictures. I live near Mission and Tamarack in Union City. I'm attaching some pics so you can see what you are shaving. Oh, whoa. The ad is still up. I will post it in the room so then you can see his pictures.
You need a rusty blade.
A rusty trombone?
No. Hell yeah. Rusty toolbox.
Right. What's that?
Something stupid I tried to make up.
Oh.
Trombone.
It's where you keep all your dildos in your rusty toolbox.
Uh-huh.
Dumb.
Oh.
Ooh. Hey.
Hey, N-word.
It's your birthday.
The pictures do help with that. Craigslist ad. Mom, they drew Sharpie on my face, Twilight. That's racist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what were you going to do now? After my Craigslist?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We have strip club DJ on the phone. Let him entertain us. I got a honey bun to eat. You see?
Cheryl, I done cracked up.
It was only 69 cents.
I got on the BPH and somebody left a book in the back of the bus. And I'm not kidding you. It was called the N-word book.
What?
Yeah. I wish I had my video.
In the back of the bus?
Yeah.
The That's N-word. Kind of ironic.
There must be a book called The N-Word.
Well, I mean...
I wanted to take it, but there was too many people, so I couldn't grab it.
You thought they'd think you're a racist?
Here, Trotsky's here for those of you who are only here for him. Come on.
The number six booze.
Ooh, I like the number six. Lots of fatties, lots of smelly man.
What do you mean? You both know the same bus? I don't get it.
Listen, don't get into that. That ain't the point here. The point is...
Cold. It was cold.
Cold.
666, I understand. You understand.
Mm-hmm.
Not the jawline.
Work it out.
Miss N-word hair. Come on, Trotsky. Jeff Carson wants to see you if he's still there. Come on.
Trotsky.
Oh. Man.
What?
Your man's one.
Come on.
Hey, John. Wanted me to share a video that I wanted the other day, but I know that you won't watch it, so...
Well, then don't.
Kirk J. Nates.
Cheryl, do you like the fat judge with the oxygen?
Oh, I'd love to share that with Madge. That's good for the job.
You did share it earlier.
It's real good.
The thing is, I hardly ever click YouTube links because it's such a pain in the ass to watch the goddamn things.
Oh, there is an N-word book. The N-word. Who can say it? Who shouldn't and why?
You
I saw it on the bus.
Madge should get this book.
You should get the book.
No, you should get it. I don't think you're allowed to say it.
Why don't you get it for one turd?
Good idea. Someone should.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got the money.
I could have gotten it free.
How's the honey buns candy?
Good.
She got warts? Mm-hmm.
99 cents.
There's some really good precious porn spoofs out there.
Details.
Precious porn spoofs, really?
Yeah, I found some.
Details. Link details.
Acting all ghetto, like fat black girls.
Do they get raped by that fool? Will they?
You know, it's a spoof. They try to, you know, copy the movie.
Show me one.
Please click on the link that Tom just put in the chat room.
I'm trying to eat a honey bun. I don't want to see no goddamn laps.
Listen, it'll help you digest.
Trotsky's hungry.
It's real nice. I clicked it. It's great.
No, you didn't.
Trotsky's I did. It looks like a goddamn apple orchard.
Madge, I can see your layouts.
Camel toe.
Got toe, Madge. Madge, you got a toe, like in the video.
I hate you.
Mm-hmm. Pull down your pants.
At least it's not a moose knuckle.
Now, one of these days, Madge is going to release this wonderful Women at Large video. It's amazing.
If we ever finish it.
Well,
it's never good enough for Cheryl, though.
Listen. Don't hate.
I got one little tiny bit of honey bun left, and I'm going to eat it right now.
And then you're going to click on the prolapse picture.
I already did. It was a sequence of little lapses. I thought it was hilarious. Thanks, Tom. I'm glad you have an education. Tom Morris.
Prolapse.rar.h.
Hey, Tom, why don't you have sex with that tramp? You're in England. That tramp is in England. Why don't you two have sex? You're both the gay. Oh, great. He's giving us a link. Hi, Strumkut. Uh-huh. Trotsky and Madge's camel toe? I don't understand. What do you mean, Trotsky's toe?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at your shit, man. Right in your face. Mm-hmm. God, fucking using it. Yeah, that boy's hungry. It's not fucking taking it all. Whew. Yeah, let's see what we got for you.
Oh.
Good.
Mmm. Excuse me? What's the thing else? Me?
Big dripping. Mm-hmm.
What?
School ain't gonna help none.
My whore.
Take your ass down to the welfare. The fuck? So I guess you cute now, right?
Man, that was a clip from Edward Toilet. Sorry about that.
Thing, get out of here before I kick your ass. This Lucius thing, get out of here before I kick your ass. This Lucius thing, get out of here before I kick your ass. This Lucius thing, get out of here before I kick your ass.
Yeah, they do actually. You can have a referral. They do have a good referral program actually.
Why don't you get that?
Get out of here before I kick your ass. This Lucius thing, get out of here before I kick your ass. This Lucius thing, get out of here before I kick your ass.
You ain't kicking my ass,
get out of here before I kick your ass.
Oh, Strip club, can we have photos of your pants?
I'm from the
fuck you think she is?
You ain't kicking my ass.
My heart is all warm inside. 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 My heart is all warm inside.
Can I taste your juice?
Tight undergarments, prolonged bicycle or horseback riding can cause an erection.
What is
some of these normal, unexpected erections can be very
I'm gonna play it Run Edward Run if you know.
My heart is all warm inside. My heart is all warm inside. My heart is all warm inside.
And I said, that's perfectly normal. And I said, that's perfectly...
Man.
What?
A listener would like to know if strip club is walk.
Yes, he is.
Oh, I'm Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But Cheryl, I heard what? You two did it on the 666 bus. Is that true?
We did.
In the black of the bus?
Strip club, we did in the back of the bus. And
no, the black of the bus. N-word.
You were reading the N-word book, and I was letting you lick my legs.
And you had diapies on.
It pooped my diaper.
Uh-oh, Davy guy is after his vacuous black hole. It's sucking you all the way in from England.
Wiped with her transfer.
Davy, when was the last time you got fucked?
I wiped my dirty, poopy vagina lips on his transfer.
Tuesday, Cheryl, listen to this. Davy guy says the last time he got fucked was Tuesday night. But on the Twitter today, he said he hadn't been fucked for months.
Mm-hmm.
So he's clearly a liar. Mm-hmm.
Liar, liar, laps on fire.
Mm-hmm. Got skull fucked and then rammed by some going up working lock. Right. When was the last time you got fucked, strip club Deech?
Mm-hmm.
Halloween.
Deetle.
Halloweeny.
Deetles. Deetles.
Filipino.
Details.
Were you the top or the bottom in the situation? Or are you one of those goody-goody oral-only people?
Switched at halftime.
Really?
Excuse me?
Did you have duty in you?
Twice.
Seriously.
Log.
You had a log?
Frozen duty log.
So you had a log, but was it
was it a man or a woman, and did they poop on your chest?
It was corn.
Okay.
Listen, I don't appreciate you making light of my questioning.
Did they have a pussy or a penis, and did it pee and poop on you?
It had a hole.
Okay.
That's a start.
Well, everybody has a hole, just like everybody poops and prolapses. It's boink. Mm-hmm. Do you not remember names?
No, I remember. It was a girl.
Okay.
You're straight?
Yes.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I thought you were gay all this time.
Nah, not really. Sometimes not on really. Tuesdays.
God damn it, Cheryl. What are you doing?
Listen, Nate. The straights have needs too. Everybody needs layups. What can I say?
Oh, you mm-hmm. fucking crazy bitch.
Especially lesbian layups. What?
Can I touch his pussy now? Can I touch his pussy now?
Gay Tuesday and Black Friday, exactly. You made her go on a cycle. Look what you did, strip club.
Can I touch his pussy now?
My heart is all warm inside.
Can I touch his pussy now?
Sudden fright.
Please touch my heart.
My heart is all warm inside.
Can I touch his pussy now?
Go ahead, Cheryl. I'm done.
Strip club,
you. Your juice.
You made her go in a cycle.
I'm upset that you're straight. I don't like that.
Well, I can lie. I mean, it makes the grum better.
It doesn't. Nothing does. That's hopeless.
Show us your hool.
Yeah, show us your hool.
The grum better.
And you can show us your penis if it's not as small as Jack's.
Not small.
Which, really, that isn't possible. I don't think.
Details.
I can't see it, though. I got a gut. No,
seriously?
I ain't got no gut. No one can.
Do you have a melting?
I was thinking of this website I saw today called See My Feet Again.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds
good. Some guy's
good
blog on losing weight.
You always find the best website.
Is that like Nick and Tuck? Oh, weren't you wanting to talk about that Nick and Tuck asshole? Cheryl? Didn't you want to talk about him?
Racism or what?
Nick Store.
What about her?
There was something you wanted to say about him, Boyett.
No, you wanted to talk about Cole.
No, you did.
No, you didn't.
You did.
Is Nick Starr, he's a gay guy, right?
He's homeless.
Yes.
No, because I tweeted something. You said you should talk about it on the Grum.
You said you wanted something at him today about him being racist for not wanting to see Proud.
No, he said that Precious was horrible. He saw it. Even though he's homeless, he can afford movies. And I wrote him back, I'll say, let me look at it. What did I tweet to her?
Alexis K. Tyler's in the Precious movie at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Alexis K. Tyler.
Really?
Yep.
What is, who does she play?
It's just her audio playing in the background.
Next, no, but they did talk about Oprah and Gracious. Had to walk to the nearest Wi-Fi hotspot for a work issue and missed my Caltrain. Was that like dog food?
Caltrain.
Overheard, I only get hurt if I don't relax before they slip it in.
Caltrain, some commuter train in the Bay Area.
Note to self, don't get fucked tonight even though you want to. Don't get fucked tonight even though you want to. He is insane.
Hello?
Hello?
Let's see.
Hello?
I'm trying to find the goddamn thing. Oh, no, it's my thing that I said. Oh, God, I'm done.
Little deal.
My ears hurt. From now on, we're ending the show and my ears hurt.
Hi.
Let's see. Okay. Black Friday special. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, while you're looking
so
for that...
No, I found it. I said... So Nick said he saw Precious and it was terrible. I wrote, at Nick Star, Precious was great. How dare you be so racist as to dislike it? You're just jealous because she's not homeless and gets laid more than you.
There's an update from Nick. Overheard. Maybe you need to lose weight before someone messages you on Match.com, Nick. I've been there on there for 3 months and not received a single email. What?
Stupid fucking phones.
What's going on, Nate?
Are you supposed to be working?
Happy.
Fucking cell phones.
Shut the fuck up. Turn to you. We're very important people. Now let me read a Craig's meal.
It wasn't
any colder than normal last night, but I've been violently shaking for about 8 hours. Time to find a steam room to raise my temp, says Nick. Oh, boy. Are you ready for the Craigslist match?
Go ahead.
Oh, go on. What's that sound?
Chair squeak. Go ahead.
Okay. I was taking a dump in the unisex bathroom, man for woman. I was taking a dump in the unisex restroom at Conco and forgot to lock the door. You opened the door and said, oh God, and shut the door. But before you said, oh God, I felt like we had a moment. I hurried and wiped, pulled up my pants, and opened the door. And you were gone. Now the door to my heart, H-A-R-T, is unlocked.
H-A-A-R-T?
How come it doesn't have a link?
Birth. Ooh, Christina. Oh, yes. That's my baby.
That's your baby.
What's wrong with
you? You know you want this hot steamy cut Doris, honey. You know you want this hot steamy cut Doris, honey. You know you want this hot steamy cut Doris, honey. You know you want this hot steamy cut Doris, honey.
I'm dead.
That's good.
I'm dead.
That's good.
I like it in the butt.
I love that he's been on one for me.
In God's kingdom, we'll pay for it all.
I pay for it all.
Just one moment.
And Jesus,
in God's kingdom, we'll pay for it all.
School ain't gonna help
nothing.
Take your ass down to the welfare. The fuck you think she is?
Cover
I'm
that.
I'm praying for my
life. You think you're cute now, right?
Cover that camel toe.
Oh, yeah. Ugly bitch. You should have kept your fucking mouth shut.
Cover that camel toe.
Just cool to give you more children than give me. You think you're something fucking special? Fuck you and fuck him. I can't hear you. conscious since you got so much motherfucking mouth, and you gonna bring a bitch up in my house. Why would that bitch ring my goddamn buzzer?
It is an irregular flow of blood from the uterus and lasts anywhere from 3 to 7 days. It's no
blood. Shut up.
Work it.
Okay, listen, Madge. Did on you, 34, Portland.
Fuck.
Gonna spit on you. Fuck, F-U-K, your face. Keep you on your knees. Eat your hool. Force you to eat my ass. Fuck your face some more than your ass. Be a masculine son of a bitch that needs to be slapped around and degraded. No fucking queens, F-U-K-N, queens. Masculine, bearish man here. Like the usable boys, jocks. Bi is fine as a whale and preferred. Have a girlfriend, even better. Send you home to her with your used hool. That's the end.
How do I respond?
Yes.
Honestly.
Yes. Craig's fist.
Tell us more about your penis. Come on. Pick some vitriol.
It's got a Band-Aid on it from shaving.
You shaved your penis?
My shaft.
Then you're not... Are you really straight and you shave your penis?
My shaft.
Is that to make it look bigger?
Yeah. Usually I stretch the skin out, you know, and make it flat, but fuck.
I was at this Thanksgiving where I was. These guys were talking about the gauge of their penis holes. Like they get them pierced and they have a gauge. They're like, mine's a 9 gauge or a 6 gauge. He's talking about his pee hole and his ass piercing and all this shit.
Is that G-A-U-G-E or G-A-Y-G-E?
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, did you know that if you have a Prince Albert, you have to pee sitting down?
Should we ask Vince about that?
I'd like to.
Yes, I piss sitting down.
Do you have a Prince Albie?
Piss all over the walls, floor.
Do you have a Prince Albert hole?
Then you step in it. You piss on wet socks.
Answer the question, strip. Do you have a Prince Albert?
Socks. What?
Do you have a PA or not?
No, I don't have a Prince Albert.
Why not?
Them hurts. I have enough trouble shaving the thing.
The thing.
Much less poking it with a...
You have to shave onto your actual penis.
Yeah, the hair grows up the shaft all the way up to the head.
What?
It does.
What? Is it like a dog penis?
Well, the thing is a wolf cock.
What's a wolf cock?
That's a good name for the Grom. Black Friday wolf cock.
No, it isn't.
No, boy. That's racist.
Cheryl, you're just horny.
What?
You're just horny. You're horny.
Okay, right. I want his wolf cock in my pro lips.
Hairy wolf cock.
I look at that thing. How long is it?
You know, I just want to complain about something. People say, like, so many times they're like, oh, I'm sick of you talking about black people and duty all the time. But then I do a show where I only, don't talk about duty and I just do the usual show that people always say they want me to do, just walk around and be boring, and I get no comments.
Wow.
So if you people are so good and you're so intellectual that you can't listen to panty poop stories and you're too good to leave comments, well, you know, get over yourself, Mary.
It's all about, it all goes back to the PP.
I always put comments.
Right, when there's a panty duty story. When there's a duty story.
If it makes you horned, it's worth commenting about.
I have no problem with duty shows, but if people are going to complain that I only do duty shows, then when I don't do a duty show, you should comment. You know what I'm saying? It's the fucking intellectuals that think they're so great. They don't give me any fucking money, and they don't want to hear panty poop stories. So why the fuck am I doing for you, ASLs? Right, Cheryl?
Yes.
Nah.
Taylor Launter's 12.
I don't know anybody who's more generous.
Fuck Taylor Launter. Go fuck himself.
Whose vagina?
I don't even know who that is.
What are you talking about?
That's one of those teen throbs from that Twilight shit.
I love that fucking Grom.
You would, man.
I love the Grom. Mm-hmm. There's you know what, Grom, I love, I've been watching, is that fucking Merlin. Oh, my God, I love that.
What is that?
It's about Merlin. It's about King Arthur when they were children.
God. I hate that for you.
It's real good.
Is it? Old people would like that kind of thing with you and your camel layups right there.
Listen, this is my show, and I will not have that.
With your camel
layups. What?
New hoarders on A&E on Monday. Brand new.
Cheryl, did you see the story about children being teachers being
changing people's lives, you know?
Cheryl, did you see the story about German children forced to eat? No, German teachers forced to eat children's feces?
Listen, I have nothing to do with this.
But there's a story. Don't you want to look at it? Read it,
maybe? Let's just say I'm quite familiar with it, and I moved back from there a few months ago.
Now, right.
Fetus Jesus, please.
Hmm. Yeah, you were in Germany, right.
Weindestrotenrat.
Right.
Bottom right-hand corner. Effects of child sacrifice. What is the else?
You know what? I'm never going to do live cam shows if people are going to talk about toes and shit. Assholes.
Toes?
Man, you have been instructed to play the video on Fetus Jesus.
My ears hurt. I don't know what you're talking about. What Fetus Jesus? Send me the goddamn link, you asshole.
FetusJesus.com.
Oh, I hate that fucking chat room. All the people are so nasty to me.
Well,
the link
we deserve it. Link pulls.
No.
Art link letter.
I came for the pee-pee, I stayed for the wall. That's right.
The wall? Okay.
The glory hole.
J-Mate says, I'm having deja vu, I feel like I've been here
before. Play the video, shut the fuck
bottom
up.
Bottom left, he says, right.
This is
over. I see trees of green. There's two videos, what's the bottom left?
Red J-Mate.
I see them blue.
What?
This is some sick shit.
What is? I can't see anything or hear nothing.
Fetus Jesus.
Boy.
They're showing abortions, like actual abortions being removed and body parts being taken out, and they're playing What a Wonderful World. Oh my God, this is the sickest thing I've ever seen on the internet.
A plus times 1,000.
It says, Fetus Jesus, your savior's back, and this time he's pissed. The child, unless the other one is the child, the effects of child sex. Here, I'll play it.
Hang on.
The dreaded complication, when the procedure fails and the suffering baby comes out alive. Live births do occur after saline and prostaglandin abortions with some frequency. Some become victims of medical experiments, and some are viewed as embarrassments by everyone involved, and some other form of extermination is involved. We share the blame for condoning the practice that can lead to such a horrible event. Let's review the effects of child sacrifice by looking at each in turn. 1. It destroys human life. 2. It breaks God's commandments and thereby puts the nation under a curse. Only God knows how many of the economic, social, and moral problems that this nation faces are the effects of blood guilt.
Blood guilt. 3. I have that.
It opens the door for and empowers the demonic spirit responsible for child sacrifice.
Love is worse.
By establishing a blood covenant, it binds the practitioners to demonic spirits. 5. It locks women into perpetual travail and sorrow. And finally, it releases powers of deception and witchcraft over people, especially women.
Man,
I see them blue for me and you. And
I say to myself, sorry.
What a wonderful world. That's a cute photo. It's very dear. It's very dear. It's dear, my one.
Oh,
Now listen, Madge. This scrum has gone on for about 2 hours too long.
Yes.
And,
One more latest picture, though.
What?
Click the link.
Oh, is that a hand? Shake the hand. That is beautiful, precious.
Was that in your toilet this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Coffee. I usually put cream in my coffee, but today I'm having it black.
Borgie?
For Black Friday?
Nah. Just because I like black.
You talking about the movie Coffee?
I love that. I own it.
Do you?
Yeah. I got a bunch of those blaxploitation movies.
Do you have Nigger Lover?
That one I don't have.
Oh, that one's real clear. Let's match his favorite. She watches it every night before going to sleep, Ange.
Coffee.
Don't you, man?
Oh, yeah, I do. Sure. Whatever you say.
She watches it at the dorm.
Teachers are facing court in Germany over claims they tortured and humiliated children during school hours. The pair allegedly forced children to eat vomit and feces and sealed one young girl's mouth with patches so she would remain quiet. Dome.de reports. Ramon R., 53, and Alone S., are accused of multiple assaults against children at the Ladybug School in New Orleans. Two other employees at the school told the court they contacted police after discovering what was happening to the children. She said that she had rubbed him with S and then washed his face, Build.de quoted the employee as saying. Another colleague said she witnessed children being force-fed at the institution. The very first day I saw the force feedings, she said. The food was stuffed in and their mouths were held shut, the children were crying every day. The woman alleged that when one child vomited forced him to eat the vomit. The two accused are facing 4 years in prison. News alerts.
These fucking Germans, I'm sorry, first. But... I mean, Americans shoot each other, but these Germans are fucking really freaky.
Why?
Because they force kids to eat shit and keep their mouths closed. I mean, that's so fucked up.
Is there something wrong with that?
Yeah.
What?
It's not right.
Right.
You know what
I mean? If you want to be my doctor, you got to get with my friends.
Yeah. Now, do you have any more content or are we done?
Well, it's been about 30 minutes, and I think I'm done.
Content.
You could provide us with something, otherwise I'm done.
Fine. I'm done, too.
Edith, listen. No.
I'm Larry.
Excuse me, Larry.
Oh, you said you're done. I said I'm Larry.
Let's just have an epilogue. One more for the road of this.
My heart is all warm inside.
School ain't gonna help none. Take your ass down to the welfare. The fuck you think she is? So I guess you think you're cute now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, uppity bitch. You should've kept your fucking mouth shut. Just cause he gonna give you more children than he give me, you think you something fucking special? Fuck you and fuck him. Precious!
Thank you.
can't stand it. I promise you that. You will send a white bitch to my motherfucking buzzer. Talking about some higher education. You're a dummy, bitch. You will never know shit. Don't nobody want you. Don't nobody need you. You done fucked around and fucked my motherfucking man and had two motherfucking children. And one of them is a goddamn animal running around looking crazy as a motherfucker. Bitch, you know what? See, I think you're trying me. You really trying to own me. You fucking with my money. And you gonna stand up there and look down at me like you a motherfucking woman. I'ma show you what real women do, bitch. So you don't know what real motherfucking women do. Real motherfucking women sacrifice. I should've aborted your motherfucking ass. Cause you ain't shit. I know the day the doctors put you on my goddamn hand, you wasn't a goddamn thing. And you had that slurp on your face, bitch.
All right, that's all.
I'm going.
I'm going to, after we say goodbye, I'm going to play one more song for the blacks, because it is Black Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you enjoyed Black Friday with a Q.
I think it failed, but...
No, the good news is that we've decided that we're no longer going to be talking about blacks.
Okay.
After
not
Black
at
Friday.
All. I've tried that with you, Madge, and it doesn't work, let me tell you.
Well, Cheryl, I don't appreciate you saying that blacks don't work. I mean, you're saying blacks don't work.
What? Who said that?
You just said that. You just said blacks don't work.
What?
You just said that.
They work the back of the bus.
No, Cheryl, you're being racist, and I just, you're humiliating me.
I tried this before to not talk about the dark. And clearly, you...
Then why did you say blacks don't work
away.
Just now?
Madge, put your lips away.
I hate you.
Okay? Now, I have tried and covering the screen. It's very inappropriate. Now, listen.
Don't show me this to the retarded baby.
I have tried to not talk about the blacks, and you bring it up again and again and again. So, you know what? I have no problem being anti-racist and talking only about white people. You're the one that is obsessed with the African American. Precious is your life. You are precious. My name is Sarah Murkowski, 25-year-old woman smoker, flying interviewer, fool.org. And the woman for who Oprah poops her panties on a daily basis and hopes that one day her pussy lips can be surgically repaired to again resemble Gail's flicker. Thank you. Yes. Freestyle. This rum is I am. The oops are next week.
Art Buckwald.
Art Buckwald.
Is that a clear chair?
Yes. And Cheryl's gone, so are you. Thank you for being with us in the ground.
Bye.
Bye.
My name is Cleese Precious Jones. My name is Cleese Precious Jones.
Guys, I don't know yet. I'm still thinking about it. I watch my figure.
Butchie, you got a 10-piece ready?
That's good.
Will you fuck my hole? I'm dead.
Your face is so ugly. Look at that. Woman's supposed to be pretty. Do you ever see that ugly face? Oh, gosh.
Prolonged bicycle or horseback riding can cause an erection.
Don't
Some of
be
these
a
normal,
caveman.
Unexpected erections can be very embarrassing. Please just remember that. Every move.
If there were a body, it was like Matt Weinstein. World would be happier if you know what I mean. Let's face it, this lesbian knows how to make us laugh, make us smile. So keep on listening to East Radio. You'll never know where it'll go. From New York, baby, back to Chicago.
Will you fuck my hole?